Welcome to Vaudeville. Welcome back, guys. I did the recording prior, but it was horrible. I was outside and I could not get the sound to reflect how loud I am. So I had to redo the recording. So if you watched the prior one, sorry for the same information again. I posted it, but I was like, no, I feel like I'm sleepy here, which I wasn't. It's just that I was outside and I didn't want to shout to make it look like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. So I'm really sorry. But yeah, welcome to Vaudeville. I hope you had an amazing day. Well, hopefully. I kind of had an amazing day, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about yesterday. Yesterday was a really weird day. It depends on what political spectrum you stand on. Either which way, you felt like you lost. If you're a staunch Republican, you lost the House. If you're a Democrat, you lost the hope of getting the Senate. But then you're happy that you got the House. So yeah. Either which way, each side is kind of happy in a way. So we're going to talk about yesterday, the election, which I stayed up late to monitor. I even woke up this morning by 4:30 to check my notification to see, well, what happened while I was asleep, which was a lot because I had to know what happened in California, in Hawaii, you know, places like that, in Oregon, in Washington. Well, I live in Texas, so I'm going to start with Texas. Texas had two main candidates. There was a third party, but, well, third parties hardly ever win unless you're in Vermont or you're in Maine. So, yeah, two main people. It was Beto versus Ted Cruz. And Beto is a Democrat, and Ted Cruz is a Republican. So yeah, it was the battle of the, well, donkey versus elephant. Anyway, so the election came and lots of people had high hopes that Texas would turn blue. Quite a lot of people had high hopes that Texas would stay red. So, well, Texas stayed red. Which, if you're a Republican, is a yay. If you're a Democrat, is a ah. I really can't say my opinion, even though some of you already know my opinion. But let's see this candidate, Beto O'Rourke from El Paso. Originally, his name is Robert O'Rourke, and he is like, how do I put it now? What do you call, some people call far left, but some people see him as moderate because he kept on saying, let's reach out to the party, out of the party line, and really focus on the people. What I really liked about him was the fact that he didn't take any PAC money, which meant that he didn't have any special interest group he was exactly pushing for, which was like, yay, he's for the people, not for these groups. A lot of people, well, politicians, try to pass something in favor of these people who give them money, what's called the PACT, Political Action Committee. He didn't take any of those money. He was more people who donated to him. It's rather PACT, some PACTs where advertising for him without his own endorsement, so practically they liked him, so they're like, oh yeah, let's advertise this dude. But yeah, he was very likable in places and around the places I stay. A lot of people like, oh, Beto, throughout my college, I saw a lot of people wear the Beto shirt. I was not like, wait, Ted Cruz is not advertising, I've not seen anything. Like, when you walk on most of the streets I live in, you see the banner, and a lot of people had the pins, and everyone's like, oh, yay, Beto. I thought he was going to win. Well, he won in my county, which was like a yay. for the people I stay around, my friends and so on. But in counties like, God knows, I think the county Fort Worth was under, they went red, and some other counties. Well, I don't know the rest of the counties, but Beto got Dash, which is Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and Houston, which I thought, oh my gosh, he has sealed the deal. But, well, there's some place in Texas which you say can never go red. Never go blue since Lyndon B. Johnson. So, yeah, but it was so close. Sometimes I'm like, yay, and I'm like, oh, and I was like, yay, and I was like, oh. So it was like, that tennis match, you're like, oh, I want this person to win, and then it keeps on going in the rally, and they keep on having like the extra set and the extra set and the extra set, and you're like, oh god, can't this just end already? Well, at a close margin, Ted Cruz won. Which in my class day, some people were pissed. They were like, how? But I don't really know, because most people who voted for him were others, which I guess are other people who are, well, not in the Latino or black spectrum, but they're not white either. So yeah, others, white men and white women, and age groups that were like from 40 over. And I was like, oh, so it's like the most people in their midlife crisis, the old people who seem to be like pissy. Sorry. But yeah, most young people from 18 to like 30-ish voted for Beto. Black women really went Beto with 95% of black women really voted for Beto. Black men voted for Beto. Latinas, Latino men and women both voted for Beto. So yeah, well, there are a lot of places in Texas that are predominantly white, which I guess that had like an effect on it. Most diverse areas in Texas really voted for Beto. So anyway, that was the result in Texas. So our senator in Texas is still Ted Cruz. Wait till people are like, oh, another 6 years. And some other people are like, yay, another 6 years. That's it. Now we're talking about the general thing. A lot of people were hoping for a blue wave. Well, I know certain people were voting for like a red tsunami. Which, anytime you say red tsunami, I imagine period blood. I don't know why, but hey, that's it. That's my mind. And, well, let's just say both sides got a toilet swirl. Like, when you flush your toilet, the swirl, whether you see a red swirl or a blue swirl, it's up to you. So, yeah. The Dems, though, kind of got a blue wave because they took more seats than they expected. Expected seats were for them to, for it to tip over to Democrat was 24. And so far, 28 and still counting. So they're like, yay! And Obama sent this whole statement, which, by the way, I read. You know, I'm like a 60-year-old person in a 90-year-old body who acts like a total 5-year-old. So different ages in one person, because I watch the news, which when they ask a question in class about the news, and I answer, and others are like, when did that happen? I'm like, yesterday. But yeah, 60-year-old in a 90-year-old body who acts like a total 5-year-old. So I read the whole statement, which was, for some people, like, oh my god, that's so long. No, it was actually kind of short for me. And I love the statement. Don't get me wrong, I really love Obama. I really love Obama. Yeah, he was like one of my inspirations, and you know, someone I looked up to, and who I still look up to. I love his wife too. I'm just like, I just want to meet him. That would just be a dream come true. So yeah, the general election was not a blue wave or a red tsunami, quote in bracket period blood. Rather, it was a toilet swirl. A blue toilet swirl and red toilets. Well, I mean, because the Republicans got 3 Senate seats, so now the House is looking more like the people. I mean, that's the point of the House of Representatives, right? They're supposed to represent America. And prior to this election, it wasn't exactly a mirror image of America. I mean, they're mostly guys in suits, and you know, he had a specific color, not going to say. But now I saw they elected like a Somalian American, a Palestinian American, 2 Native Americans. I'm just like, da da da. Extra, like more women, more people of color, and younger people. Like, I love Ocasio-Cortez. Oh my gosh, she's 29. And at 29, I don't know what I'll be doing. That's like 10 years from now for me. But I hope to have accomplished, well, as much, if not more, than what she has accomplished. She's just like set the bar for me. I'm like, oh, Ocasio is here. Let me pass the bar. She's amazing. So, yeah. So, I don't know your political, hopefully, because this is just me expressing my opinion on the whole race yesterday. But other people have other opinions. So the next time I talk politics, I'll be with someone with a different political opinion from me. And then we'll have this whole argument and you guys just listen to us argue. Mind you, I don't know if there will be swear words, so disclaimer right there. And I hope you enjoy today's podcast. I'm going to take a little break, and when I come back, I'm going to express next week's, well, actually, this weekend's podcast. Not going to explain everything, just going to say a little snips. Be right back. My next podcast, I'm going to have a special guest with me here in a studio, which is not really a studio, but just imagine it's a studio anyway. And this guest is going to, we are going to talk about a case that happened in Houston, which most of you, I'm sure, have no clue about because you don't really watch news. And this person is going to, like, because the person doesn't know the case either, is going to have like an unbiased opinion, like an opinion that's not affected already from hearing it prior. And so we're going to see the person's reaction, which is genuine, because at that moment they don't know what the case is about. It's like a surprise case, and you guys might be surprised about this happening in Houston, but hey, you never know. Most of you might know it. Hopefully most of you do know it. So tune in on my next podcast to hear about this case and talk about opinions, you know, variety. Have a great day and goodbye.